Sagt der Helge Mishnah weiter, besagt es auch alles, Perek Yod Ches, Mishnah Aleph. Beis HaPras is only Tamei Midrabanan. And now let me tell you a different Drabanan. Min HaToyda. In order for any food to become Tamei, you have to first disconnect it from the ground or from the tree, and then it has to become wet with one of the Shiva Mashkin. I'm sure you remember what the Shiva Mashkin are. Rashi Teivais Yad Shachat Dam. That's the simon for the Shiva Mashkin. Yad Shachadam. The Yud stands for Yayin, wine. The Dalet stands for Devash, honey. Shachat. The Shin stands for Shem and oil. The Ches for Chalav, milk. The Tes for Tal, dew. Yad Shachadam. The next Dalet stands for Dam, blood. And the last Mem for Mai. So again, take food that was not touched by the Shiva Mashkin. Even after you disconnect it, if it comes into contact with Tumah, it's not a problem. It does not become Tumah. Chazal made a gzer. A certain Tumah said, I'm a Midrabana, just like Tumah's Beis HaPras is Midrabana. Chazal made a gzer, and this is one of the Yud Ches Dvarim from Masechta Shabbos, if you remember, that grapes, which you intend to take to the wine press, to press out for wine, as opposed to stop taking it and selling it on the marketplace as grapes. But if you intend to use it for wine, as soon as you take it off the vine, it could already become tummy, as if it was touched by a mashke, even though as far as we see, it's dry. Why they made that gzera? There are many reasons for the gzera. One was it was very common for the balabas to walk around and squeeze the grapes to see if they're ripe, to see what kind of wine, what kind of juice comes out of it. It's not wine yet, but whatever the juice is that comes out of it. Grapes for wine are very sensitive. It's very tricky to take them off the vine at the right time. And the balabas would constantly check by squeezing them. So because that was very common, they said, look, we consider all grapes, as soon as they come off the vine, as if they became wet. Okay, so why are you telling me this now, that there are two drabanans? Beis HaPras is a drabanan, and let's say a grape that touches tumah, after you take it off, it would also become tamei midrabanan, because Minatari didn't touch any mashke yet. The reason I'm telling you this is because Chazal were makel when you put two drabanans together. Like in this case. If I go onto a Beis HaPras, I'm tamei midrabanan. If I take off the grapes should become tamei. But because, pay attention, because I am only tamei midrabanan, and because these grapes never really got wet, it's just a gzeira drabanan, that grapes become tamei even if they don't get wet, that's also a drabanan. So Chazal say, just take the grapes right off the Beis HaPras, and they're still okay. They're going to be considered tahar. If we didn't have this kula, there really would be no way to get the grapes off a Beis HaPras and still use them b'tahara. Now let's see our Mishnah. Masechta Zoholos, Perek Yud Ches, Mishnah Aleph. Ketzad Boitzrim, Beis HaPras. How do you harvest grapes that's in a vineyard that's a Beis HaPras? You pluck them off the way you would pluck off any grapes. So how do you pluck them off and prevent them from becoming tummy? That's what the Mishnah is asking. Zakta Mishnah. First, we're going to make sure that the people that are harvesting the grapes, Boitzrim, Bitsira is the act of harvesting grapes. Boitzrim are the ones who are picking the grapes. Moiskim are people that take off olives. Boitzrim are people that take off grapes. First, we have to make sure that the Boitzrim are tar midraisa. I'm just told you, I'm standing on a Beis HaPras, I'm tamei midrabana. You have no other tumah besides this? So to make sure they have no other tumah besides this, so mazim ala adam, we're going to spray on this person that is collecting the grapes, ala kalim as well as the utensils that he's using. We're going to spray on him the water that's mixed with the ashes of the para aduma on day number 3, which is the normal seder. V'shayim, we're going to repeat it on day number 7 to make sure that he is tahar midraisa. Now we're going to say, okay, we're giving you the green light. Ubaitzrim, they're going to harvest the grapes. But as soon as you pluck off those grapes, umetziyam chutz lebeis HaPras, take them outside of the Beis HaPras. Technically speaking, we should say, the man is tumah, he's standing on a Beis HaPras. The grapes become right away hukshru lekabel tumah. Automatically, like you told me, that's the gzeira drabana, that's the din with grapes. They don't have to first become wet. That's the gzeira by grapes. No. It's all drabanans. It's fine. Move it out. But as soon as they leave the Beis HaPras, I don't want these people that were on the Beis HaPras to continue to process the grapes. The acherim, dafka, others that did not enter the Beis HaPras, and they did not become tummy from the Beis HaPras, mekablim mehem, they're going to receive these grapes, umalichem legas, and they're going to take them to the wine press. Those that actually pick the grapes shouldn't get anywhere near that wine press, because in the wine press you have wine. Here, when the grapes get wet, they could become tamei min ha-toira. So it's not a drabanan to a drabanan. So I don't want you touching it at that point. Take it off the beis ha-pras, give it over to someone else who's completely tahar. Let them take it to the wine press. Now, when the baitzim are giving over the grapes to the next shift, they have to make sure that they don't touch each other. Because a person who becomes tamei nebeis ha-pras becomes an avatam, and therefore he would be metama adam v'kelim. So they're going to try to be careful. There shouldn't be direct contact. Im nagu elu be'elu. If the people who harvested the grapes and are taking them, if the two groups somehow did not avoid direct contact and they touched each other, tameim. Then those people receiving the grapes become tamei because they touched the baitzrim. They touched the people that picked the grapes. So we're going to say, stop, stop. You can't take it anymore to the gas. But as long as they avoided direct contact, then you're okay. Is this according to everyone? No. It's only according to the Beis Hillel. The Beis Hillel, the ones who hold, the Chazal were meikel, being that the Beis HaPras is the Rabbanan, and also the din that the grapes automatically, Aruch Shul Kabul Tumah, is midrabbanan. But the Beis Shammai disagree. The Beis Shammai say, you take off grapes? The regular Gzeira applies. Yeah, even in a Beis HaPras, the regular Gzeira applies. The grapes become Hukshru L'Kabul Tumah. Even though we're only talking about a Tumah that's coming Midrabanah from a Beis HaPras. And if the Baitzim touch the grapes will become Tumah. So if you want to take off those grapes B'Tahara and bring them to the press, to the wine press, here's the way you're going to have to do it. You're going to have to make sure whoever's taking off the grapes does not touch the grapes. The emesis, he can't even touch the magel. The magel is the knife called a sickle. It's like a curved kind of a knife. It's used for taking off grapes. Because even if he doesn't directly touch the grapes, but he touches the magel becomes tummy, and that tumah is going to go on to the grapes. So what can he do? Let's see. The Bishami say, you want to take off grapes in a beis ha-pras? Oiches es ha-magel b'siv. You're going to have to hold this magel, not directly, you're going to have to wrap it in sieve. Sieve is something that comes out of a palm tree. It like grows around the tree. And you'd wrap the cutting knife with this. We couldn't find anything else. Why does it have to be a sieve shaldekel? And the answer is, because this sieve is not makabel tumah. Or another eitz would be, boitzer bitzar. What does the word tsar mean? There's a pasuk in Chumash. What does the word tsar appear in Chumash? I'll give you a hint. It's in Chumash Shemais. How's about Parshas Shemais? How's about something that happened to Moshe Rabbeinu on the way, leaving Yisrael? Pasuk says, Kapitel Dalet, Pasuk Chavhei, Vatikach Tzepoyer at Tzar, Vatichrois es Arlas Benashi, performed the mitzvah of Bris Mila. What is Tzar? A sharpened rock. Or, Boitzer Bitzar, cut the grapes from the vine with a sharp stone. Stone doesn't become tummy. It's not considered a keli, says the Batanur. What does it do after he cuts them? Zakta Mishnah, v'noisein letoich hakefisha, places them into an olive basket. So I don't understand. Olive baskets can't become tummy, and the answer is it's going to be a very big basket. Remember, a keli that's large enough to hold 40 liquid tzar cannot become tummy. And the basket they use for pressing olives used to be such a big basket. And this is how Imaylech Lagas, he can bring the basket to the press, and he can do it himself. All right, maybe when he gets there, he'll forget and touch the grapes, so we're not worried about that. Being that they're laying in this kefish, they're laying in an olive basket instead of a grape basket, that's going to remind him. Ooh, we have to be careful. Amar Rabbi Yaisi said, "Bemed var mamurim." When do we say that we have these various different kulais? According to the Beis Hillel, you could mamish cut it regular, as long as you give it over to someone else. We'll take it over when you leave the field. According to the Beis Shammai, can't cut it regular, but there's still a way to do it. Wrap the magel in the sieve, the fiber that grows around the palm tree, then put it into a large basket. But Lamaisa, both according to the Beis Shammai and the Beis Hillel, were giving kulais that you can do it. Sakta Mishnah, these kulais will apply, these leniencies will apply, bekerem hanase beis ha-pras. First there was a vineyard here, and then it became a beis ha-pras. It was a Karen before it became a Besapras. Avulbat noteya Besapras. Someone comes along and he starts to plant a vineyard. And suppose someone says to him, you know this is a Besapras. And he says, yeah, but there's ways to do it. It's okay. I learned the Mishnah in Masechtas Ahalas. No. You knew it was a Besapras and you went and you planted grapes? Then he gets a knas. And we say, Yemachel Ashok. Only thing you can do now is harvest the grapes to sell them as grapes, to go into someone's Mishloach Manas basket or Chamishasa B'Shvat basket or whatever it is. But not for pressing wine. Because grapes that are collected for the purpose of bringing them to the wine press automatically become Hochsheru L'Kabel Tumah, even without touching liquid. And you should have never planted over here if you knew it was a Besapras. The Kerem is there first. It becomes a Besapras. We'll try to help you. We don't want you to lose the ability of being able to make wine over here. But not if you knew about it to start with. The Tveris Yisrael explains, Taka, what's wrong if he plants it, L'chatchil, in a Besapras? There's an Eitzah. So B'Yaisi's concern is B'Zayin HaMais. So B'Zayin HaMais, once you know there's a caver here, you don't plant things there. But the Batanura says that the Allah is not like Rabbi Yaisi. And these Eitzahs that we have, whether according to the Beis Hillel, you just have to make sure that somebody else takes it over, but Chazal would consider the grapes tahar, being that Be'em is Beis HaPras, just Midrabanan, and that grapes that are dry, it's just that they're being brought to a wine press that we say it's as if they got wet, that's also the Rabbanan. So according to the Basil, it's not a problem. Just make sure that people are Torah Midaraisa. Let them harvest the grapes. They should just give it over to someone else to bring it to the wine press, because we don't want them near the actual wine, because there the grapes could become Tamei Midaraisa if they touch the wine. And according to the Bishamai, no, it's not enough. You have to do more. Bishamai say you have to avoid touching the actual grapes, because you're on the Beis HaPras. So they wrap the magel in sieve, which is not Mekabel Tumah, and the grapes are put into big olive pressing baskets instead of grape baskets, which are much bigger than not Mekabel Tumah, because they're too large. And that's how you bring it to the Beis HaPras. According to the Beis Shammai, in a way, there's a kulav. They don't have to give it over to anyone else. The fact that it's in this big basket, that's going to remind them that they shouldn't directly touch the grapes. And being that we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi, these eitzes work whether the vineyard was there before and the Beis HaPras happened afterwards, or even if he planted in the Beis HaPras, we still say you can use these eitzes.